Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. May I help you today?
Hi, I was calling because I have a order that I placed, but I thought it was a vacuum and it's popping up as a meal, like a meal order, like a, to eat or something.
Okay, let me check that out. Can I have a zip code?
77 77 099.
So is it 77099?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I have your name?
Eric Martinez.
All right, and can you just verify your shipping address for me?
9410 South Derry Ashford, apartment 201.
All right, let me check this out. So it looks like I have you under for a meal balance app. It is an app that tracks your calories and gives you meal plans for a healthier, better lifestyle. So that's what that is.
Oh, but so each meal is going to get sent to me or something?
No, it's an application, and the app does all that. It gives you, like, recipes that you can cook, and it gives you, you can track your calories, even gives you fitness videos. So it's an application on your phone.
But it's because this popped up, and it said you won a chance to, or you get a chance to win one of these grand prizes, and it says shipping for something, and then ended up being 39. I thought I was getting a vacuum, like a cordless vacuum. Yeah, cordless vacuum.
Yeah, we're not affiliated with any vacuums. It might have just, like, you might have clicked on another ad that led you to us, but yeah, we don't do vacuums. We just do this meal balance app.
So at least how do I get my meals? Or, like, I should, like, go in the app and look up for meals, and that's it?
So it's an app that you download and subscribe to, and it literally just has everything for you. Like, it's able to give you the recipes for the meals that you can cook, and you put your calorie intake. It's just so you can live a healthier lifestyle if you're looking to do that.
Okay. All right. So what should I do right now? Like, call the bank and tell them that it's a chase, I don't know, like a fraud or something?
Well, do you want the app?
I just want my money back.
Okay, so you don't want the app. That's what you're saying.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can cancel you out right now. 1 second. Okay, can you write this cancellation number down?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. It's C as in cat, 919-269. Okay. 049.
Okay.
Okay. And since you're calling the same day to cancel it, I just went ahead and voided the charge for you, so the transaction shouldn't go through, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
So, I'm sorry, well, what do I do with this number? Or do I just wait?
Yeah, it's just a number that I give you just confirming that I closed all the subscription for you. So, that's canceled, so you can't get billed every month for it, and since you're calling the same day, I just voided the transaction, so the payment shouldn't go through.
Oh, but it already went through. It's my bank showing me that I have less than what I had.
Okay. So, like, the thing is, on our part, since it is, like, the same day, we just void it since it's the same day, so it won't go through for us. But in order for it to get back in your account, it does take about 3 to 5 business days to get back into your account.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
All right,
thank
sir.
You.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.